Every week we get a letter from our information from a lawyer that we work with and talks about different aspects of the real estate world. And one of the things that's being talked about this week is capital gains and Americans. And it'll go into a little bit about capital gains for us and our primary residence and what does that mean? Are there capital gains on a primary residence? As well as what happens if an American is living here and do they have to pay capital gains? We've had many clients that have had investment properties here that live in the US. And so it goes through the process. Alicia's going to read off what the email says about capital gains in Americans.
We have spent time in the past years on capital gains tax. It is a big part of people's housing decisions, and governments are always circling around this issue and making modifications and adjustments. One thing that has remained sacrosanct for now has always been the exemption from capital gains tax on the sale of one's principal residence. This law protects people who sell their homes and want to use the money to retire, buy a new home, or whatever, in that they will get all the equity from the sale of their home and not have to pay tax on the gain. This law does not completely apply to Americans who live in Canada, even for extended periods, own a place, and ultimately sell their house. Our American clients who do this have a principal residence exemption, but for them, they have a limit of $250,000 total capital gains exemption, assuming they own the house for at least a year. After this $250,000 gain, the proceeds of sale are taxed at the rate of 24%. Often, these American folks are married to or life partnered with a Canadian. This may open some creative ways of transferring ownership to avoid any tax. Ancillary benefits may include the fact that interspousal transfers do not generally attract land transfer tax either. All of this, of course, is in the shadow of the new federal law prohibiting purchases for non-Canadians for most of the country, so you will be dealing with longer-term owners. Plenty of rules out there. If you have an American owner who is selling, more investigation is in order.
Yeah, that's always an interesting fact. We've got some Americans that have been looking up in cottage country where we have some short-term rentals there. I believe there are exemptions on part of this as they talk about the non-Canadian residents not being able to buy there. That goes into population areas. Nice part to know is that the Canadians, they don't pay capital gains on their primary residence, which is good for now. We hope that that never changes, but it's been, like you said, it's been circled around many times, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see a change like that in the future, unfortunately. And it's always interesting to know what taxes you might have to pay. This comes from Gord Steves at AVS Law, and we always recommend you also consult with an accountant, right?
For sure.
To go into what the tax rules, tax laws are, as well as a lawyer. We just like to provide some of the information. If you have any real estate questions, if you're looking at purchasing a revenue property or something about your primary residence, always reach out to us, right? And we'd be happy to have a real estate related conversation with you. Hope you're having a great day.